Good morning, I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to the Daily Punch, brought to you by Punch Bowl News. It is Monday, July 24th, 2023. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, Jim Jordan may hold Mark Zuckerberg in contempt. Number two, the last week of the July session. And number three, what we're watching this week. Let's get into it. We have a scoop at the top of Punch Bowl News this morning. The House Judiciary Committee is considering a vote this week on a contempt resolution against Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg. It's mostly symbolic, but it would be a huge escalation of Republicans' war on big tech if Jim Jordan, the chair of the committee, goes through with it. Republicans say that Meta, which owns Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and Threads, has not been cooperating with the panel's efforts to investigate potential censorship by big tech, including the failure to hand over internal company documents. The committee is eyeing a vote on this resolution Thursday. That is the day that the House leaves for its August recess. Meta did not respond to a request for comment. If you think about the general feeling of Republicans and big tech, this is in line with where they are. Meta has turned over 53,000 pages of documents in 18 rounds of production. In addition, 10 Meta staffers have completed voluntary interviews with the panel that by the end of this week. Democrats declined to comment. This is a very this is what defines Republicans right now, is this war on big tech, in part. I don't have any doubt that Jim Jordan will hold Zuckerberg in contempt at some point this week. Number two story of the day, what is going on before the August recess? This is the last week Congress is in town. Before the August recess in the Senate, party leaders want to wrap up floor action on the NDAA. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer wants to finish it before the end of this week. Going to be a tall task. Now, Schumer is down a vote. Dick Durbin announced Sunday night that he had tested positive for COVID. He had COVID last July as well. Schumer is down one vote. Durbin is a key vote. Everyone's a key vote in a 51-seat majority. We also have to see how the Senate handles Tommy Tuberville's blockade of senior military officers. 300 promotions are in the queue, including the nominee to serve as the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And Tuberville has been holding everything up because of the Pentagon's abortion policy. Chris Coons said in Aspen over the weekend that the Senate may need to do one or two really high level promotions and hope that Republicans will push for a resolution. Tuberville has been steadfast in his determination to get this to hold up these positions because of the Pentagon's policy. Also now in the House, Alejandro Mayorkas is going to be in front of the House Judiciary Committee Wednesday. We know that Mayorkas is not a favorite of the Republicans in the House of Representatives. In addition, Republicans will have the Agriculture and Milcon VA appropriations bills on the floor, and in addition to two Congressional Review Act disapproval resolutions. This is a you have to remember this. We are nowhere when it comes to appropriations. It is July. The government shuts down at the end of September. The administration, by the way, the Biden administration, in my conversations with senior officials over there, they don't see a shutdown as likely. We completely disagree. Shutdown seems very likely. We're heading into the August recess. There will be, at best, two appropriations bills having passed the House, zero having passed the Senate. Figure out how you square that circle and get a government funding bill before the end of September. What we're watching this week, a bunch of big hearings that we haven't gotten into so far. The Senate Budget Committee will have a hearing Wednesday on the impact of climate change on infrastructure with John Bel Edwards, the governor of Louisiana. Senate Energy and Natural Resources has a hearing on permitting reform. House Administration and Senate Rules have a joint hearing about the U.S. Capitol Police Board. The House Judiciary Committee will have DEA Administrator Ann Milgram. And the House Foreign Affairs Committee has a hearing on Thursday on the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. And with that, leave us a rating and review. You could subscribe to Punch Bowl News at punchbowl.news. Have a great day and stay safe.